You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
If you've just joined us on 95BFM, good morning to you. Good morning. Welcome to this Friday morning. If you've only just joined BFM, it's all very new to you, then you might need to be reminded that what we do here is celebrate awesome music, especially local awesome music. And we're very fond of these guys, of this next performing group. Hello, Swidit.
Good morning.
Would
you like to introduce yourselves?
What's up? I'm Spike, aka the most electrifying, aka your favorite stepdad, aka I'll see your mom soon.
What's up? I'm INF, aka Two Piece Tyson, aka your other favorite stepdad, aka Don't Look.
I'm just gonna text my mom. Hey, how are you? Hey, welcome to Studio. Thanks for coming in this morning, and what an exciting day for you. You're here to celebrate the launch of your new EP.
Excited. The weatherman said today it's about to be very electrifying in the city, so that's all I can
and
say.
And I'm also sweating under one armpit.
Just the one. You know. So pace yourself for the day. It's a big day of press, and it's a big day of, because when you release something like this, it's a six tracker, which I think is more like a mini album. Sounds a bit poncy, though, mini album. It's like a mini pump. Hey, hi, I'm down for many bucks. Why not release an album? Why not wait till an album? Why not just release a single? Why a six tracker and why now? And what are these songs you've given us?
Pretty much, it's just one of those things where, you know, we woke up in the morning and then a bird shat on my window and I thought, damn, I'm gonna make an EP.
I'm gonna be a genius.
Yeah, so that's pretty much that in a nutshell. But yeah,
and I tell you what, I'm calling call bullshit on that story. because one thing that we can tell about you guys, you think out your stuff really well. You've got good plans. You know where you're going with it. You wouldn't be doing what you're doing if you hadn't done some decent brains and talent behind it. So now the real answer.
We just pretty much wanted
to... Oh, well, mind you then.
We just wanted to, like, put out a sort of taster, entree type thing, you know, sort of giving you a couple of ideas and sounds and that might be coming from the new album, the sophomore. So, yeah, it's just kind of
When do you sort of see that coming out?
Next year, early next year, maybe. Mid next year. Never know. We'll just drop the bomb.
And what's and sort of from your last release to this one, you would have every single person in New Zealand wanted to work with you, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
So, it's a lot of calls to take, a lot of admin, a lot of logistics. Yeah.
A lot of people on my Bebo, messaging me on Bebo.
And your Tinder and Grindr as well, eh? Whoa. It's popping.
Whoa. Speak for yourself, mate.
Notifications. who've been working with? And who have you had to say, sorry, but we're kind of already doing some songs with all these other boys?
Sorry, Michael Jackson, back in 07. Couldn't work with you, bro. Rest in peace. We'll do this justice. We'll steal one of your acapellas and put on one of our songs.
Oh, badass. One of those early ones when he's a little kid.
Cool.
But like, hey, who's this Michael Jackson? Now, for this EP, we've only had one collaborator that's outside of the camp. Valet. Yeah.
We must have people just harangue you about it, though, surely. Everyone wanted to be part of it.
Yeah, but you know, it's all about the music at the end of the day.
Yeah, totally.
If it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. So, yeah.
So how do you guys define whether it works? How do you know when it's ready to roll? Like, just
feeling.
It's just that feeling. Yeah, it's just that vibe, that instant, you know, feeling that you get as soon as you play the track, and you just sort of go from there.
When you're in the room with your mates, four of your best friends, and the lights are dim, and the mood is right, and you just want to make sweet, hot music. You know, it just happens, and this is what we have here, the most electrifying EP.
When you guys are writing your stuff, do you think about how it's going to go down live as well, or do you think about how it sounds first, or do you sort of write for the live thing as well, because it's so good live?
There's a lot of elements that come into play, like which helps us, like, so me and Spike, obviously the rappers, and then we've got Smokey got beats, he's like our producer, and also Jamal. Jamal plays, he's a DJ, so we always ask them and they always give us feedback and tell us, you know, how to say things or word our verses as well, they have a huge input in our songwriting. Yeah. Because Jamal's out there in the scene, he knows the scene, he knows how crowds react to songs they play. He's like, nah, not this BPM, this BPM.
Yeah, you guys are pretty, you guys know it pretty well as well.
For sure. But we're just saying, like, the dynamic is just like a well-oiled machine where everyone is, you know, has valid input, and we all take it on board to get the best product we can out of it.
Yeah. And you guys, like, the last year or so, say, like, from... the last 12 months, you guys have played some amazing gigs.
We pride ourselves on our live show, you know, like, we don't want just people to come up and just hear the exact same song, you know, they could just play at home. You know, we like to, you know, bring that energy and just make it a wild show.
Make it live show.
And so much more than just everybody say, you know?
So
you've got some massive shows coming up, that other one, which are we allowed to talk about that? Surely we're allowed to talk about that one.
Well, it's announced,
let's
so
let's go.
You got that massive, that 660 show in Western Springs, bro. They put you on the bill for that. And they have sold so many tickets for that.
Man.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
It's unprecedented.
It was like 27,000 in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
That's what we got told on the first day.
I want a stage dive. I'm going to just put it out there. Someone catch me, please.
Yeah, they're please. So jammed in, eh?
you're
on that lineup. What other big shows are you doing?
We've got a tour in the works.
Yeah.
We haven't announced it yet, but
do you like touring?
Yeah,
that's funny.
It's fun. It's
you
fun
get to see the country.
Yeah,
but beautiful country.
I think
beautiful
the main country. Thing is just like, you know, we've been friends before the music, and it's just going out
that's
to different
awesome.
Places with your mates and just, you know, for music. You know, that's crazy.
Yeah. And so when the album comes out, do it all again.
Yeah,
right on. So shall we have a listen to a track off the new EP? What's the name of the EP?
Let me say this. Today.
Hang on, stand back.
I'm going to do the lightning and thunder noise.
Today, the 27th of July. Let me clear my throat real quick. Damn. Today is a crazy day that you're blessed. If you're alive right now, you're blessed. Because the most electrifying EP by Sweater is dropping. It's out now. It's out now. Everywhere. You're welcome.
Oh, I don't know where the cat came from, but it's in there.
Hey, Mo, congratulations. Sweat it.
Thank you so much.
And keep sweating. Six-track EP, Most Electrifying, is out right now, ladies and gentlemen. Go buy it.
Back in 2015, told you that it ain't a phase. Kavika put me on way back in them early days. Way before the present, cause you think that I'm a star. I used to rock the show just for two drinks at the bar. Yeah, the Kuja days, rest in peace. Nowadays, everybody wanna feed. Nowadays, everybody tryna eat. But they never riding rats, they too busy writing tweets. A bunch of fake souls, never see me in some fakes though. I'm too busy napping on the fake, whoa. Yapping about the pesos, but they stay broke. And you wonder why me and the team fucking late, low, whoa. Training topic after gossip. I've been styling on them ever since some Jet Sonics talking way back. When scribe drop crusader, I'm too busy with the praise. Let me talk to you later, give me praise, give me praise, give me praise, give me praise. Give me praise, give me praise, give me praise, give me praise. I've been going in for like 700 days, yeah. My attitude berserk, but they love my smile. She got an hourglass body. Guess it's perfect timing. Used to ride the bus to town. Play the all gates. Now I go to Alice Barber's. Only time I catch a fade. How you setting goals? You can't even set the table. I inhale the pain, exhale through the nasal. Set them on the way to come and scoop you like a ladle. Everybody mad we doing shit they wasn't able. Staying true to who you are, that's your mandatory. Chinese whispers, everybody changing stories. Do it for my pops and my brothers that's before me. Learn a lot at an early age, rest in peace to Corey. 312 in the tropics where you find us, yeah. I ain't stopping till my pockets look anonymous, yeah. And they see us, we ain't gotta put the sign up, yeah. Round the block where they line up, yeah. Give me praise, give me praise, Give me praise, give me praise. Give me praise, give me praise, Give me praise, give me praise. I've been going in for like 700 days, yeah.
If you love Swidditz and you love supporting local hip hop and local musicians, and you just love retail, then your dreams have come true, because not only are Swidditz releasing their EP today, tell us.
Hey, yo, I'm going to tell you real quick. The most electrifying pop-up shop, bracket, keep it 100, bracket, is going down today from 12 p.m. to 10 p.m. 281 K Road. Pull up.
Just today.
It's a one-off. We're doing a limited run. The keep it 100 thing is we're only doing 100 of each item. 100 sweater caps.
Yep.
100 sweater beanies.
Yep.
100 sweater hoodies.
Yep.
100 sweater t-shirts.
Wait.
100 EPs.
Yep.
And you know what else is going down?
Did you just say 100 EPs?
100 EPs only. Only.
Stupid, bro.
Yeah, so we're doing 100 EPs only. Plus, we're going to have a live DJ setup.
Yeah.
We're going to have two PlayStation 4 set up.
Talk
so
dirty.
People can come play Fortnite
Talk
and chill
dirty.
If they want.
Yep.
And we'll pretty much be, you know, there incoherent because we'll be drunk off our face.
My pants are off, bro.
I'm already drunk now.
My pants
now.
Is off
no,
right
not.
Now.
But we're going to celebrate today. It's a great day. It's electrifying. We love everyone. And
I love you,
yeah.
Bro.
Whoa. Where is it?
We love you, bro.
281 K Road.
281 K Road.
Fuck up.
Karanga Harpe. Right, hey, and so, shit, pop-up shopping as well.
Yeah. Pop-up shop.
Hip-hopping, pop-up shopping.
Hip-hop.
Come through, you're safe. We're not that intimidating.
Nah.
We'll give you a hug upon entry.
We say hi, we've got manners.
Oh, what about when they're big drunken hip-hop guy hug me? When they came to that pop-up shop. People say... Well, you'd be drunk. Come on, just not be too drunk.
No, we're not going to drink. We'll be
arrested 6 hours into
it. We won't remember it.
No, yeah.
We'll just say that. No.
Cheers on momentous occasion. Right, hey, thanks very much. Cheers.
All good.
281 K Road from midday till 10.
The most electrified EP.
95 BFM podcasts. 95 BFM is supported by our listeners. Sign up for a Simplicity B card at 95bfm.com/signup and support independent media from $4.20 a month.